Well, hello, back in the speakeasy evening. I'm seeing your host for the most here on 104.6, hosted by the lovely people from Planet Evim. So thanks very much to them. This is our first show. You might wonder what speakeasy Evim is. Well, let me tell you, speakeasy Evim is run by people with living with disabilities. We are a cool bunch of people. We don't bite. He can't even hear me. He'll find out. Well, I got a joke to throw in. What do you get from underneath a cow? I'll tell you what, you get a pat on the head. Well, we got an exciting show coming up today. But first, here's some music. Speakeasy Evim. Hope you enjoy it.
Friday, the 16th April 2021 is Love Generations.
Love. Is this love? Yeah! So I love from A&I to everyone. Got club, well, we got club, yeah. There's no need to cry, yeah. Got club, well, we got club, yeah. Gotta live that love.
What's up, Greg?
Speakeasy FM, your local radio station, run by young adults living with disabilities. For those who don't know, I'm here with my station manager, Greg.
Hello, hello.
But he doesn't have a disability. He's just pretty old and crazy.
Yes.
So, Greg, tell me, what do you actually do here? Because I'm not sure you actually do anything.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Besides sitting in here and talking rubbish with you, I do the technical side here. I try my best. I work with all of our different DJs and try and see what makes them tick and how we can build some radio around them. What do you reckon? Am I doing an okay job?
So.
Okay.
Greg, so I've got a song for you, Greg.
I do, yeah.
Anchor Me on Speakeasy FM.
Okay, Steve, it's enough now. I'm Amy. I'm the host of Speakeasy FM. So this is fun and that's a boogie. And it's Friday night. I'm taking it now for good.
You just got the
sunshine,
yeah.
Moonlight, good times,
good times. Don't you think it's
sunshine?
You just got the
moonlight,
and you just want the
good times,
yeah. Oh, baby, know yourself.
Sunshine.
Hello guys, good afternoon. My name is Amy McCallum. I'm the host of Speakeasy Ever. I'm with my boyfriend Michael.
Hi.
Michael, do you know obviously the band?
Band? The Restless?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
We're gonna me and Lissy, well, meet the singers in Restless together.
Yeah.
So I started this the Spoosters. I was 21, actually, when I first started.
How many are you still?
And I saw this also at the beginning. Hmm. When the beginning, everybody came along and took over.
Yes.
But me and Mum did it together. So cool. I did our song, and I did the musical as well.
Cool.
So, this is my favourite music from me and my family. We play every year so little. Is well, Stuart, I'm fitting off. Have you ever seen the rain?
Okay,
thank you, Michael. Okay, it's another one. I was in the band. I was like...
All right, that's enough, you two nutbirds. We're going to show you on with... Sorry about it, guys. Man, those two do not know when to stop. Lucky I do. Well, up next, we got a song from Chowton's Jukebox. Hope it's nice and short and sweet. He wants Speakeasy FM.
Welcome back to Chowton's Jukebox. This little old band from Texas has had the same three members since they began back in 1969. Let's hit the highway. It's an easy top. We'll be right back.
FM, and now I could call it Emmy.
So that's the song that brings my heart from Elton John. So, Michael, what's the best date?
Oh, it's a bad date.
Yeah, no, really best date of you and me.
I met you. Okay, at a Jackson, my dad's a leader. At a party, my birthday. Sorry, Greg. All I said, oops. I got that again.
Do you know my date is?
Yeah.
Because my day is going to be, like, at home, make a homemade dinner. And some flowers, candle on the table, sitting next to the fire. You and me sitting down with our dog, Finny. And have some couple Pepsi Max in a man glass.
Yeah.
And a bit of kissing in there.
Oh, okay.
That's a perfect day. I want an anniversary.
Yeah, no cinema guys, I don't know, quotes. Okay, at the FM.
Welcome back to Speakeasy FM.
Yes.
And we're joined with?
Ben Shah.
Hello, Ben.
Shah, hi today.
Hello,
how
people.
You? How are you today?
Cool, fun fact about Ben.
Yes.
Very good soap maker.
Yep.
Bit of a singer.
Yes.
And I hear you're quite the cook.
Yes.
Awesome. Is anyone you want to give a shout out to, Ben?
Hi, Gemma. Hi, Mum and Dad. Dear Peter, what are you today?
Cool. Anyone who knows Ben probably could guess what song I'm going to play next.
Happy.
It's a bit of a theme song for Ben.
Yeah.
What's this one called, Ben?
Happy.
On Speakeasy FM.
Might seem crazy,
bring me
Well, Duffy, you get rid of me that easily. I'm the host with the most. I'm Lisa Rook. We're going to be having a little chat. Go ahead, I'll check back in with you later. Here on Speakeasy FM.
My name's Amy. We're on Speakeasy FM. I'm with my friend Craig.
Hello. Hope you guys are all enjoying the show. How you doing, Amy?
Good, thank you.
Good. How have you been lately?
Tired, but tired. Good. Yeah.
Yeah? Late night?
Yeah. Had a Miller Study thing last night.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It's good.
Is that... Oh, you mean you were colouring in the things for Mother's Day?
No, I went out for dinner.
Oh, so like an early Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
My brother had got a day off of work last night, so we all had dinner with him.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Where'd you guys go?
It's New York Grill in New Market.
Ooh, New York Grill.
Yeah.
What did you have?
Steak.
Oh, man. I imagine it would be steak.
It's quite nice steak if I go there.
In New Market?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll check it out one day. All right, so people are still getting to know you on Speakeasy FM.
Yeah.
So this is our time where we'll kind of have a chat, and you're going to tell some stories.
Yeah.
Let people get a chance to know who Amy McCollum is. Yeah. Cool. Now, you're a mum to a lovely little dog.
Yes, I am. Yeah. She's lovely, but it's a nightmare. But naughty.
Yeah. Oh, well, how old is she now?
One.
Naughty age.
Yeah. I turned her off last night. She really is a pillow.
What'd she do?
Well, we came back from last night from dinner.
Yeah.
And I saw all the white stuff on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my mum's pillows from the TV room.
Oh, no.
I was shouting at her. And doing that finger at her. And she knows she's naughty.
The finger wing. Is that how she knows?
Yeah.
If you wave your finger at her.
Yeah.
Then what does she do?
I didn't want to spank her, so...
Oh, no.
I'm terrified spanking her.
Yeah. So, what does she do then? Does she...
She...
Run away, or...?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. And she's crawling to me and apologized.
Oh.
And, she came down to my room.
Yeah.
And, I wanted mom and dad start talking to her.
Oh, yeah.
So, she came to my room, gave a proper eyes at me and apologized.
Oh... It's quite hard to say no to the puppy eyes, isn't it?
No, but I tell it, you do it again, so I made her like a blanket.
Oh, yeah?
So if I do it again, I'm taking her blanket off her.
So that's the big warning.
Yeah.
Because she loves her blanket.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us the story of when you got Vinny?
I got her before lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I'm running for my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
The name's of the dog called Vinny.
Yeah, your uncle, Vinny.
Yeah.
You named her after him.
Yeah, I did.
Because when he died...
Yeah.
He left you money for...
Yeah.
...in his will, and you got little fluffy Vinny.
Yeah, and I was a big thing for my uncle.
Yeah.
For me a dog.
Where did you get her from?
In Hamilton.
Yeah, so did you have to do the big drive?
Yeah. I hadn't never been to Hamilton before then.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my first time.
What do you think of Hamilton?
It's really nice.
Did you manage to find anything to do in Hamilton?
Not really. It's all boring stuff.
Hamilton's got a bit of a reputation for being a bit of a boring place to go.
Yeah.
So
my dad went there as well.
Yeah, I've been there once or twice.
And the time is not really your cup of tea anyway.
So how long did you have to stay in Hamilton for?
I didn't stay. We just drove back home after.
That's how most people treat Hamilton, I think.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Hamilton.
Can we play Willow Stones?
Yeah, is your dad a Stones fan?
He knows them.
He does know them, yeah?
Yeah.
Him and a couple of other million, I think.
Yeah.
All right, then. Should we play one for your dad?
Yes. Dad, stop being grumpy. And just listen to this song. It's your song.
This is Speakeasy FM.
We're finally at the end of our show. Jeez, thank you to our wonderful listeners.
Didn't think we'd make it.
No, I don't think we'd make it either. Man, what a journey it's been. It is such a journey. We've had lots of nice guests coming on. We've had a sports star. We've had a rugby star on the show. Man, he had good abs too. They went as us as Greg's though. I've enjoyed the show. And if you'd like to send a request,
ask any questions.
Ask any questions. Email us at speakeasyfm@gmail.com. Come and have a nice cup of tea with Greg Jacobs. He's not single, but you can ask him. So I'll pass you on to Greg to open the show.
We're closing the show.
Okay, sorry.
I can't remember. Did we do the show?
How you enjoyed the show? See you next week. Same time, same place. It was Speakeasy FM. That was a bit crap.
Waking for the